Put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine. Get up, rounder. Let a working man lay down.
Get up, rounder.
Let a working man lay down.
You are a rounder,
but you're all out and down. I ride 6th and 4th street car.
Oh, every time
I ride 6th and 4th street car,
I can see my baby
peeping through the bar. She bowed her head, she waved both hands at me.
She bowed her head,
she waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound,
I'm longing to be free. Troubles are like mine.
Oh, I'll see you
when your troubles are like mine.
Oh, I'll see you
when you haven't got a dime. Weeping like a willow, mourning like a dove.
Weeping like a willow,
mourning like a dove.
There's a girl up the country
that I really love. Loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger.
Put your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine.
And you're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And this is The Edge of Americana. My name is Bill Lupoletti, and I am filling in for Ramblin' Josh Behrman this week. And got a great show prepared for you, I hope, with lots of short songs. So I'll be working a lot harder to do this show than I do on my usual program, which is Global A-Go-Go, and you can hear it every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on this great radio station. So this will be a totally different show for me, kind of a busman's holiday. Get to play a bunch of things that I would never, ever play on Global A-Go-Go, starting with that first song that I just played, The Carter Family and Hello Stranger, one of the few blues songs that they ever recorded. That was in recorded in 1937. And so let's get underway with a little bit more of old-time music here in our first set, starting with some more Caucasian blues here. This is Cliff Carlisle from 1934, and this is called Chicken Roost Blues.
Late last night, I went down to get me a chicken or two. When I heard the old shotgun, I sure did skidoo. Grabbed my sack and I made for the door, but I didn't get away in time. As I went around the corner of the barn, boy, I sure got mine. Oh, lady, oh, the chicken roost blue. The guy that shot at me last night must have been a hard-boiled old squirt. For when the buckshot hit the seat of my pants, boy, they sure did hurt. When I got home, I went to bed, but I couldn't sleep at all. For every time I would close my eyes, I could hear that rooster squall. Oh, lay all the rooster squall. I got up, I was sitting by the bar, and I heard someone outside. They come in the gate and up on the porch, I like to jump out of my hide. The sheriff come up and he knocked on the door, long about a half past two. I said, Mr. Sheriff, what do you want? He says, I've come for you. Oh, today, oh, I've come for you. Started off to run. About that time he grabbed me by the collar, said, I've got you, son of a gun. Here in the jail for 90 days, and it's home sweet home to me. I'll get me another sack of chickens the day that I get free. Oh, lay low the jailhouse blues.
Hi, this is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories. Hidden Histories tells you the stories the press and history books seldom do. It's history for the rest of us on WRIR every Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m.
Pretty little miss, out in the garden. Strange young man came riding by. Down at the gate he did address her. Saying, pretty little miss, won't you marry me? No kind sir, I have a love on the ocean. 7 years long sailed on the sea. And if he sails on 7 years longer, not a man on earth can marry me. Perhaps your love, he is drowned. Perhaps he's in some battle land. Perhaps he stole some pretty girl and married. You'll never see your love again. If he's drowned, I hope he's happy. Or if he's in some battleland, or if he stole some pretty girl and married, I love the girl that married him. He pulled his hands both out of his pocket. His fingers bend, both keen and small. This is the ring you've placed upon here. Down by his feet, she did fall. He picked her up in his arms so tender. Kiss he gave her, 1, 2, 3. This is your little single soldier, returning home for a merry thee.
It rained 40 days and it rained 40 nights, and it rained on the Allegheny Mountains. It rained 7 horses and a diamond-necked mule, and they laid on the other side of Jordan. Take off your overcoat and roll up sleeves, Jordan is a hard road to travel. Take off your overcoat and roll up sleeves, Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. The old cow run through the strawberry patch, and you should have seen her later. Take off your overcoat and roll up sleeves, Jordan is a hard road to travel. Take off your overcoat and roll up sleeves, Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. I plowed one summer with a bull-tongue plow. Lord, never knowed such a failing. Plow hit a stump and Buck give a jump, and he kicked me across the paling. Hang off your overcoat and roll up sleeves, Jordan is a hard road to travel. Hang off your overcoat and roll up sleeves, Jordan is a hard road to travel. Julia, leave all the lasses out and the pies will all be sour. roll-up sleeve, certainly the mod wouldn't travel up here.
Yeah, that's the New Lost City Ramblers here on the Edge of Americana, featuring the late, great Mike Seeger from Lexington, Virginia, just passed away recently. Jordan is a Hard Road to Travel. That was recorded live at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago in 1961. Before that, we heard Cousin Emmy, one of the early female country music stars, supposedly the first woman in country music to own a Cadillac. That was recorded sometime in the 1940s. Pretty Little Miss, Out in the Garden. And before that, Reverend Gary Davis, he did not drive a Cadillac because he was blind. Hesitation Blues from his album Pure Religion and Bad Company from 1957. And we started off with Cliff Carlisle, someone who's new to me, but I got some assistance on today's playlist from P. Swan. That's something she's been listening to a lot. Chicken Roost Blues, recorded in 1934. And that you can find that on an album that's called White Country Blues, 1926 to 1938, A Lighter Shade of Blues. I like that title. You're listening to The Edge of Americana here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the Tower of Low Power. And WRIR's programming is supported in part by Wise Energy for Virginia. Wise Energy for Virginia presents Coal Country, a documentary about community struggles and mountaintop removal coal mining by the makers of the PBS series The Appalachians. It's coming on Saturday, September 26th. That's this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Bird Theater in Carytown. J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters will perform following the film. The event is free with a suggested $10 contribution. Visit WiseEnergyForVirginia.org for more information. And coming up on our next set here on the Edge of Americana, we're going to be playing a little bit of bluegrass, getting started with Jimmy Martin and all of his Sunny Mountain Boys. This is Guitar Pickin' President, right here on the Edge of Americana.
They've got the country record spinning, yeah, they're picking and a grinning. Why, it's even gone to college, so I hear. If it keeps a-getting bigger, the way I've got it figured, we just might have a guitar-picking president next year. I can almost hear it now when we pick the wildwood flower and Congress sings a good old country song. Khrushchev wouldn't be so bad, Lord, he wouldn't get so mad if they'd let him bring his good luck along. Now if this record makes a hit, and I can sell enough of it, and I can round me up just a little help, I'll just make a speech or two and show 'em what country folks can do. I just might run for president myself. I can almost hear it now when we pick the wildwood flower and Congress sings a good old country song. Khrushchev wouldn't be so bad, and he wouldn't get so mad if they'd let him bring his baby life along. They've got the country record spinning, they're picking and a-grinning. Why, it's even gone to college, so I hear. If it keeps a-getting bigger, the way I've got it figured, we just might have a guitar-picking president next year. We just might have a guitar-picking president next year.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school and way, way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Yeah. I want a whole lot of love. 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 You've been learning, and baby, I mean learning, all the good times, baby, baby, I've been yearning. It's way, way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love, yeah. I'm gonna give you my love, yeah. I want a whole lot of love. I want a whole lot of love. I want a whole lot of love. I want a whole lot of love.
turning round. Sometimes you're up, friend, sometimes you're down. Those wheels of karma, those layers peel. If you live right, friends, you'll leave the wheel, leave the wheel.
Go, Andy, go.
Thank you.
little different take on bluegrass there in that set, especially that last piece. That is from a band that was called Buell Grass. It was led by Buell Neidlinger, a bass player who's probably best known for his work with Cecil Taylor. And if you're a bluegrass and old-timey fan, that may have sounded like Cecil Taylor's music to you. That was Epistrophe by Thelonious Monk, as performed by Buell Grass, which also featured Richard Green on violin and Andy Statman on mandolin. They're from the bluegrass side of things. Also, Peter Erskine from Weather Report is on drums. Marty Crystal is the saxophone player, and the late Peter Ivers on harmonica. Really, really interesting group and a terrific record. It's released in 1983, and it's called Big Day at Ojai from Buell Grass. Before that, another kind of twisted bluegrass band, the Wretched Refuse String Band, with lots and lots of people in that. I believe that Andy Statman is in that, and Tony Trischka is definitely the banjo player, and a lot of those kind of like New York and upstate New York Newgrass suspects all in that group. They had one and only one record, simply called Wretched Refuse String Band. It came out in 1994. It's great, and it's hilarious. The material on there is just fantastic. We heard an original composition called Those Wheels of Karma Go Round and Round. Before that, Hayseed Dixie, who what you heard is the kind of thing that they do. It's like rock, like particularly heavy metal covers done bluegrass style. And they're really popular in the UK and play the festival circuit there every summer. And Hayseed Dixie did A Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin from their album A Hot Piece of Grass. We started off with Jimmy Martin and his Sunny Mountain Boys. That may have been the funniest song, really, in the whole set. Particularly, it was called Guitar Picking President, 1965. And just the whole idea of Jimmy Martin actually being president, and he says that Khrushchev wouldn't complain so much if he was president because he'd let him play his balalaika with him. It just made me think about what made me think about that song was that story that came out this week from Bill Clinton's supposed memoirs about Boris Yeltsin in Washington trying to hail a cab in the middle of the night, stone drunk with no pants on because he wanted to go buy a pizza. And I was thinking, you know, if Jimmy Martin was president, the president would be doing that, not the president's guests. Anyway, some bluegrass here on the edge of Americana with yours truly, Bill Lupoletti. I'm filling in for Josh Bearman tonight, who is out on the road with his wonderful band, The Hot Seats, who you ought to go see whenever they get back to Richmond. And I hope you're enjoying the music, and we've got plenty more of it to come for you. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to play three songs associated with Charlie Poole. The reason this came to mind is that Loudon Wainwright III has a new Charlie Poole project record that just came out in August. It's called High, Wide, and Handsome. We'll hear one song from that, but we're going to before we do that, we're going to hear two from Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. This was one of the absolute most popular acts in country music in the late 20s and very early 30s. Charlie Poole, a band of large appetites, apparently a great performer, and drank himself to death, unfortunately, in 1931 or 33, something like that. Anyway, let's listen to two great tracks from Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers, starting with this one from 1930, It's Movin' Day.
Come home, keep my honey from the honeycomb. He'll have mommy call it, told me so this morning. He called this moving day, moving day. I ripped the carpet up off the floor, load you all stove and out the door. Cause moving day, packy pit was to get away. can be spent ever since. You can live out in a tent this moving day.
From Buffalo to Washington. Doctor,
bad mess, but ain't it better passing your check? Bound to die, bound to die. I promised to meet her when the clock struck 23, down in the village just 4 miles out of town. She runs the local tavern and the liquor's always free, but the pickles sell for 19 cents a pound. Oh, she's my Daisy, she's black-eyed and she's crazy, the prettiest girl I thought I ever saw. Now her breath smells sweet, but I'd rather smell her feet, for she's my freckle-faced, consumptive Sarah Jane.
He's the man who rode the mule around the world. He's the man who rode the mule around the world.
I rode in Noah's Ark, and I'm as happy as a lark. I'm the man who rode the mule around the world. I was born about 10,000 years ago, and there's nothing on this earth that I don't know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses, and I can whoop the man that says it isn't so.
He's the man who rode the mule around the world. He's the man who rode the mule around the world.
And for Pharaoh's little kiddies, I built all the pyramids. I'm the man who rode the mule around the world. Queen Elizabeth, she fell in love with me. We were married in Milwaukee secretly. But I rose up and I shook her and went off with General Hooker to shoot mosquitoes down in Memphis, Tennessee.
He's the man who rode the mule around the world. He's the man who rode the mule around the world.
I set the flags a-flying when George Washington quit lying. I'm the man who rode the mule around the world. I'm a very highly educated man. There's not a thing that I don't understand. I've been around so long that I used to sing this song when Abraham and Isaac rushed the can.
He's the man who rode the mule around the world. He's the man who rode the mule around the world.
Oh, I rode in Noah's Ark. I'm as happy as a lark. I'm the man who rode the mule around the world. The village just 4 miles out of town. She runs the local tavern and the liquor's always free, but the pickles sell for 19 cents a pound.
After the music of Charlie Poole here on the Edge of Americana in that last set, that was Loudon Wainwright III. From his brand new album, High, Wide, and Handsome, the Charlie Poole Project, just came out in August. Two CDs of the music of Charlie Poole and music inspired by him. And that song, the all-time favorites of Charlie Poole's. I'm the man who rode the mule around the world. And if you try to figure out what that means, what all the lyrics of that mean, good luck. Before that, two recordings of Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. We heard White House Blues from 1926 and It's Movin' Day from 1930. And you are listening to The Edge of Americana right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, and the toast of Richmond. And want to let you know that a multi-site retrospective of Richard Carline's artistic career is now on view at VCU's Anderson Gallery, Reynolds Gallery, 1708 Gallery, and the Visual Arts Center of Richmond. While Carline's reputation as an influential teacher is legendary, he also maintained an active studio practice for 50 years. Thematically grouped paintings, drawings, videos, collages, and constructions offer an overview of his development and wide-ranging perspective. For more information about the exhibition, about related programming, or a catalog, please call the Anderson Gallery at 804-828-1522 or visit vcu.edu/arts/gallery. All right, let's wash ourselves here in this next set. We'll play some gospel music, and let's get started with the Stanley Brothers and one of my all-time favorite bluegrass gospel songs, Are You Afraid to Die? 1959, right here on Edge of Americana.
Thank you. couple fellers near my old homestead. And I just wish that all the world could live the way they did. They'd swap out work and lend each other money, mules, and plows. And I've seen them many times dividing milk from one old cow. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him as you'd have him do to you. Give him things that you can do without to help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself and he will love you too. With hearts that's free of greed. God make us good old-fashioned folks who'll be a friend indeed. If you want a friend, then be a friend. Do not from charity slack. And do your deeds without a price. Someone will pay you back. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him as you have him do to you. Give him things that you can do without to help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself and he will love you too.
The WRIR Community Calendar has a brand new email address. The Community Calendar is a production of the WRIR Youth Collective. It is written, voiced, and produced by WRIR Youth and airs twice a week, each day at 7:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. We are looking for your announcements of events that are educational, benefits for nonprofits, or are free and open to the public. Try to keep them short and in a what, when, and where format. Send your events at least 2 weeks in advance to WRIRCommunityCalendar@gmail.com. Thanks!
In that beauty, go watch in that beauty,
was Naaman, a leper, and a noble man, the captain of Sauron's host. He was badly afflicted and full of disease, a burden to all on the coast. And my, what a sight! No doctor could help him, it seemed. For he never did pray, he knew not the way
to watch in that beautiful field. Go watch in that beautiful field. Go watch in that beautiful field. Go ding ding. Go watch she in that beautiful stream.
He had heard of a man in the Hebrew land that a maiden had told him of God. So he said to his friend, I'll go if you sin. He'll do me some good, no doubt. So he went and he stood in the presence of God. Elisha refused to be seen. Then he lifted his burden and he walked down in Jordan.
Where to watch in that beautiful stream? Go watch in that beautiful stream. Go watch in that beautiful stream. Oh, Naaman, oh, Naaman, go down and watch. Go watch in that beautiful stream.
of your soul. And no doubt you've been converted, but there ain't ever been told. Some people, they'll try to fool you, say there's nothing else to do. But Jesus Christ, my Savior, he got better things for you. He got better things for you, and no one on earth can do. He got the Holy Ghost and fire, sure can make you through. He got better things for you, no one on earth can do. Cornelius, he was humble, he prayed to God always, but that was not sufficient for the widow in his grace. God sent to him an angel, and he told him what to do. Don't say he's a waiting in glory with better things for you. He got better things for you. No than your friends can do. He got the Holy Ghost and fire. Sure can make you true. He got better things for you. And no one on earth can do. I'll place my mind on Jesus. He got better things for you. Saint Mary was a virgin. She birthed the Son of God. That was not sufficient. She had to be well sure. God sent her to Jerusalem, and there he made her new. God say she's a waiting in glory with better things for you. He got better things for you, more than your friend and you. He got the Holy Ghost and fire. He got better things for you, and no one on earth can do. Oh, I place my mind on Jesus, he got better things for you.
Okay, now we got that out of the way. Everyone can get back to sinning. Some gospel music there in that last set. That's the Memphis Sanctified Singers. Can that woman sing or what? She sounds like a trumpet. Unbelievable voice. He Got Better Things for You. That's recorded in 1929, and it's from, of course, Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music. Before that, we heard the Southern Wonders Quartet. They were from Cleveland. And they sang in the kind of the Jubilee style that was popular in Birmingham, Alabama, which is probably where the singers were originally from, and moved north, you know, where the jobs were. So I recorded in 1940, Go Wash in the Beautiful Stream. And this is from a great new record. Well, it's not really a record. Let me describe this for you. It's called Take Me to the Water, Immersion Baptism in Vintage Music and Photography, 1890 to 1950, from Dust to Digital, who are making a livelihood out of putting out rare recordings with just the most fantastic packaging. And this may be the best package they've put out so far. It's actually a book with just the one CD in it. There's 25 songs, all songs having to do with songs and sermons having to do with immersion baptism, and 75 photographs from the collection of a guy named Jim Lindemann, who has this collection of postcards of immersion baptisms. It's just a great artifact for anybody that's interested in American folk culture. Again, it's called Take Me to the Water, Immersion Baptism in Vintage Music and Photography, 1890 to 1950, from Dust to Digital Records. And before that, we heard from the Leuven Brothers, and recording from live in 1957, Love Thy Neighbor as Thyself. And the Stanley Brothers started off our gospel set with Are You Afraid to Die? You're listening to The Edge of Americana right here on 97.3 WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Plan 9 Music is proud to support the musical diversity heard daily on WRIR. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used music and a staff that knows their stuff. Plan 9 offers deep catalog selections as well as extensive local and regional music and has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and on the web at www.plan9music.com, on MySpace, and on Facebook. New releases at Plan 9 this week include Monsters of Folk, including Jim James, M. Ward, and Connor Oberst. Also, David Gray, Draw the Line, and Guy Clark, Some Days the Song Writes You. All of that and more at Plan 9 Music, What a Record Store Should Be. All right, my name, by the way, is Bill Lupoletti, and I am filling in for Josh Behrman on the Edge of Americana this week. And glad to do it, and always a pleasure to do this show. It does keep me hopping because the songs are so short. But other than that, it is just a total pleasure because I really get to dig through my collection and find stuff that I would never play on my own radio show, which is called Global Agogo, and you can hear it every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on 97.3. That's a world music program, so it is very much the flip side of this show. Hope you're enjoying it as well. The phone number in the studio, by the way, 649-9737, if you want to tell me that you're enjoying it or complain and say that Josh is better, which he definitely is. There's no doubt about that. All right, listen, in this next set, I want to feature a band that is, I think, unjustly obscure. This is another humor band, comedy band. I played you a song by Hayseed Dixie a little earlier, and these guys do a pretty similar thing, although the joke is much more elaborate in their case. They're called Run C&W. They're also known as the Burns Brothers. And this was a project that was put together by a couple of pretty top-notch guys in the Nashville industry. One is Russell Smith, who is the lead singer of the Amazing Rhythm Aces, and the other, Bernie Ledden, who was for a long time in the Eagles. He was also in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Flying Burrito Brothers, and a lot of other popular kind of like West Coast rock slash folk type bands. And they had some other collaborators on it as well, but they're the best known folks who did this. And the idea was to create this imaginary group, the Burns Brothers, that played soul music the way God intended it to be played, bluegrass style. And I'm going to let them explain on this first track, The Ballad of the Burns Brothers, exactly what the hypothetical backstory of this band was. And we'll hear a total of four tracks from Run C&W, a.k.a. the Burns Brothers, right here on the Edge of Americana. Never on Global Agogo, only on the Edge of Americana.
It was the spring of 1946 when old Dad Burns came back down to Harlan County, Kentucky. He'd been in the Pacific fighting with MacArthur. When he got back, he took him a little trip down to Alabama to visit with a sailor that he'd met, name of Dave Hill. Do a little fishing. While he's down there, he met the prettiest little girl he'd ever laid eyes on. That was Dave's little sister, Augusta. Everybody just called her Aw. He looked at her and said, Aw Hill, one of these days, I'm gonna change your name to Auburn. Well, sure enough, he did, and they moved back up to Harlan County. Daddy got a job in the mine, and Mama started working in the mill. But it was killing work, and Daddy never did get used to working in the dark. One morning, he got up and drew his pay, handed in his shovel, and walked back home and said, back up the pickup.
Pick up the pickup.
We're getting out of here.
Come on now. Come on.
We're going to the Motor City. That's right, Detroit.
Get down.
Honey, they got Cadillacs to make. and that sweet soul music to listen to. Let's go. So Mama jumped in the truck, and they burned rubber for Detroit City. But on the way, they had to stop down at the Hojo's restaurant and motel. Long enough for Mama to give birth to the world's first non-identical quadruplets. The Burns Brothers. Now we've been separated.
Yep.
And we've been reunited.
Appreciate it.
And we are now the Burns Brothers Run C&W. Carrying the message to the world. From old Dad Burns. And playing that sweet soul music. Just the way God intended for it to be played. Bluegrass style.
She can't sew.
Walk in the door.
Just a walk in the door. If you don't know how to do it, I'm gonna show you how to walk the door.
Come on now.
Oh, come on now.
Come on now.
Ask my mama for 15 cents. Watch the elephant jump the fence. It jumped so high, touched the sky. Never came back till the 4th of July. Walk in the dark.
Just a walk in the dark. If you don't know how to do it, I'm gonna show you how to walk the dark.
Come on now, come on,
come
now.
On, girl.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Well, Mary, Mary, wife and fairy, or how do your garden boy? You got your silver bells and your copper shells and
pretty maids all.
Walk in the door.
Just a walk in the door.
If you don't know how to do it, I'm gonna show you how to walk the door.
Come on now, come on now.
Come on now.
Oh, just a walk. Oh, just a walk.
If you don't know how to do it, I'm gonna show you how to walk the door.
Swinging,
yeah, yeah.
Just as long as it's swinging,
yeah, yeah.
Or
Well, that's her story. Now the Burns brothers pretty much spend their time traveling around the country, playing these wonderful rhythm and bluegrass festivals. And wherever we go, people ask me, Rug, how is it that y'all playing that sweet soul music the way God meant for it to be played, bluegrass style, ever got to be a major label recording act? Simple. We sold out.
Set of Run CNW, the Burns Brothers, for you here on Edge of Americana, where Josh Behrman is probably rolling over in the van or wherever he is. Actually, he plays in a humor band, so he probably likes these guys. He probably knows all about them. Run CNW, we heard in reverse order, Itchy Twitchy Spot, their takeoff on Billy Ray Cyrus. Sweet Soul Music, Arthur Conley, Walking the Dog. Who is walking the dog? Drawing a blank here. Wilson Pickett, maybe? And Ballad of the Burns Brothers, to give you the backstory on them. And they put out two records. One was called Into the 21st Century. It was, and all of the songs you just heard were from that record, 1993. Their second and final album together was called Roe versus Wade, R-O-W. So like two ways to cross a river, I guess. And that was in 1995. And some of the other soul hits that they covered on these records include What Did I Say, Superstition, Stop in the Name of Love, My Girl, Hold On, I'm Coming, Working in the Coal Mine, I Feel Good, In the Midnight Hour, Please, 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 Can't Turn You Loose. Anyway, they all sound great as bluegrass songs, which I guess was probably the inspiration for the whole project in the first place. Man, wouldn't Superstition by Stevie Wonder sound great if it was a bluegrass song? Anyway, so that's what the Burns Brothers were about. Hope you enjoyed that. And if not, then maybe you'll enjoy what's coming up next, which is a band from Seattle called Varmint. And this is a side project for some pretty major folks in the world of, I don't know where you'd categorize Robin Holcomb and Wayne Horvitz. They are maybe in jazz or certainly in contemporary Jewish music. They both record for Zodiac Records sometimes. But they're married. They live together in Seattle, and they put together this band called Varmint to satisfy their urge to do covers of country and early rock and stuff like that. And they just have one record out. It's called Mr. Man in the Moon. It was self-released in 2006. And they do a great version of a song by a songwriter who lived for a number of years here in Richmond, Michael Hurley. This song is called The Portland Water. And you are listening to The Edge of Americana here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, where we offer more power to the people.
Portland water, it's willing. And it swills the body, but not the soul. Oh, they call the public telephone. And they say it sure is raining in the state of Oregon. Up in the canyon, looking down at the river. And the wind comes blowing, and it makes me shiver. Oh, they call the
Here in the state of Oregon.
How
howdy, friends. This is Lee inviting you to listen in Tuesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. for The Lee Show. 2 hours of free-form fun based around a theme. I'll be blasting classic country, honky-tonk, rockabilly, New Orleans R&B, funk, punk, found sound oddities, and whatever feels good over the airwaves of the River City. I'm off my rocker and on the air, the same old trouble that you always been through on The Lee Show. Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on WRIR 97.3 FM. Streaming on the internet at www.wrir.org.
Thank you.
right. And that's mm-hmm. We definitely went to the far edge of Americana and back. That is a saxophone player named Benny Wallace. Maybe the first saxophone player to be heard on this program. I'll have to check that with Josh. Don't know about that. And one of the most recorded American songs ever, Tennessee Waltz, from his album Twilight Time, 1985. That's John Scofield playing the guitar. Benny Wallace is a native of the South, I believe from Tennessee, and a lot of his records, and he has many of them, include songs that might otherwise be classified as Americana, whether it's blues or country music or what have you. And that makes him fairly unique in the jazz world. And I think he's a terrific musician and really worth the attention of anyone who is interested in American folk and roots music. That's Benny Wallace, Tennessee Waltz. Before that, Bill Frisell, a guy who can work in a kind of a similar vein, is quite a bit better known. And we heard him do his own composition called Cadillac 1959 from the album Good Dog, Happy Man from 1999. That's one of my favorite Bill Frisell written pieces. And that includes his kind of classic Americana group, Greg Leach on steel guitar and Jim Keltner on drums and Victor Krauss, who is the brother of Alison Krauss, on bass. Bill Frisell on guitar. Before that, Varmint, with a couple of musicians who kind of work in a similar circle with Bill Frisell. That's Wayne Horvitz on organ. I believe he's on Hammond B3 on that track. And Robin Holcomb on vocals. They are married to each other and don't usually play music together, but they did put together this band called Varmint to play some of their favorite country and early rock songs. Their album, Mr. Man in the Moon, and we heard the song The Portland Water, written by Michael Hurley. And you're listening to The Edge of Americana here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet and the toast of Richmond, where we offer you the most slogans of any radio station. Here's another one. We offer you clear signal and not clear channel. And my name's Bill Lupoletti. I've been hosting this evening, subbing for Josh Bierman. This program sounds a little bit different from the way Josh does it. That's what happens when you have a guest host. And I've tried to stick, I'm interpreting it a little bit broadly, but I'm trying to play old-timey music and bluegrass music and music in the roots of those styles and maybe branching out a little bit broader. And this next set is going to sound a little bit more familiar to you, most likely. But before I get to it, let me make this announcement for you. The Capital Region Land Conservancy is Central Virginia's only land trust dedicated solely to serving the city of Richmond and the counties of Chesterfield, Henrico, Hanover, Goochland, Powhatan, New Kent, and Charles City. CRLC, a private nonprofit charitable organization, was founded in 2005 by local citizens and uses a cooperative approach to conservation that balances economic growth with natural resource protection by promoting voluntary land protection. Are you a landowner who would like to learn more about conservation easements? Would you like to invite a CRLC representative to be a guest speaker? If so, contact Mike Kristen at 804-874-8615, or you can email him at mike@capitalregionland.org. Capital Region Land, that's all one word in that email address. All right, it's 8:36 here in Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to get into a little bit of music in a kind of a old-timey, or maybe I should call this new-timey vein, some more contemporary artists working in the old-timey area. And I'm going to get started with another new record that I am really enjoying, both the music and the packaging of. It's called Madame Pamita's Waxworks. Madame Pamita is an old-timey singer. She's based in Los Angeles, I believe. She is also a fortune teller. And she does both fortune-telling and singing when she goes out on tour, which is something I would really like to see. And this new record, it's a really beautiful package, the way that this thing comes all kind of wrapped together. And the neat thing about this record is that she recorded all of the tracks on wax cylinder so that it sounds like something that somebody made in 1898. It's a vintage 1898 wax cylinder recorder. So if it sounds a little scratchy, that is absolutely part of the design of the project. Here's Madame Pamita, My Southern Can Is Mine, on the Edge of Americana.
My Southern Can Is Mine, sung by Madame Pamita. Now look here, Papa, let me sing you this. Ain't no one gonna slap a cuff across my wrist. You can quote from Revelation back to Genesis, but honey lamb, my Southern Can belongs to me. Well now there ain't no use in bringing your jazz to me, because my Southern Can is mine in the morning. My Southern Can belongs to me. Bad as a wet hand, you can stop real hard. Pull you a picket out of your backyard. Think you own my can, but let's just see. Last time I checked, it's still attached to me. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing your jive to me, because my Southern Can is mine, and you know it. My Southern Can belongs to me. So time to hear you whine about my double dealing. I'll tear it uptown if I get the feeling. Charge $100, or give it away free. My Southern Can is mine to do with as I please. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing your jive to me, because my Southern Can is mine, but you want it. My Southern Can belongs to me. Now ashes to ashes, sand to sand. My Southern Can is mine, it don't belong to no man. But if you treat me nice, Papa, I'll cut you some slack. My ample Southern Can will treat you nice right back. Well, now there ain't no use in bringing y'all jive to me, because my Southern Can is mine, I ain't dreaming. My Southern Can belongs to me.
A bad boy,
but I don't care. He knows illegal people, he does illegal things. He doesn't seem illegal when he plays the guitar and sings.
He's a bad boy,
but I don't care. Doesn't it kind of
break your heart? Doesn't it make you sad when the boy you love so dear turns out to be so bad? He's a bad boy.
Heart away, he'll never get it back again till your dying day.
He's a bad boy, but I don't care.
He'll sell your heart on St. Mark's Place in glassine and full of loaves. He'll cut it with a pig's heart and burn the chumps and dopes.
He's a bad boy, but I don't care.
Doesn't it kind of break your heart?
Doesn't it make you sad when the boy you love so dear turns out to be so bad? He's a bad boy, but I don't care.
He's awfulness incarnate, he's wickedness on wheels. He'll ruin my reputation. How wonderful it feels.
He's a bad boy,
but I don't care. He's Sodom and Gomorrah and Cairo, Illinois. He makes it seem so boring going out with other boys.
He's a bad boy,
but I don't care.
Doesn't it kind of break your heart?
Doesn't it make you sad
when the boy you love so dear turns out to be so bad? He's a bad boy, but I don't care.
since I'm going out with him. Romance is more romantic when you know that it's a sin.
He's a bad boy, but I don't care.
Doesn't it
kind of break your heart? Doesn't it make you sad?
When the boy you love so dear turns out to be so bad,
he's a bad boy. But I don't care.
No, no, I don't care. No, no,
I don't care.
No, no,
I don't care.
In a world where normal radio leaves you flat, empty, and wanting more, enter WRIR 97.3 and The Lotus Land Show. The Lotus Land Show, every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m., bringing you hearty, healthy choices. WRIR and The Lotus Land Show. It's what's for dinner.
Blues away, forget all your troubles away. Hop on your bike anytime you like and pedal your blues away. Pedal your blues away as you ride down the old highway, singing song as you roll along, just pedaling your blues away. You'll find lots of happiness as you speed along. Things are hunky-dory as you fly. In the middle of your heart you'll find a new song, with your palsy-walsy rhyme by your side. See your grin and pedal your blues away.
She had nice round and curvy hair.
All right, the two-man gentleman band, frequent visitors to Richmond and every place else, one of the hardest-working old-timey, new-timey bands in show business, and that's Prime Numbers from their album Great Calamities. Before that, R. Crumb and the Cheap Suit Serenaders, Pedal Your Blues Away. Of course, R. Crumb is going to be in Richmond also in November, I guess it is, being interviewed by Francois Mouly and talking about his work as what he's really famous for as a artist, comic book artist, graphic artist, and but he has this side thing that he likes to do. He's an inveterate record collector and loves old-timey music and has this band that he plays in called the Cheap Suit Serenaders. So that was them, their album Elephant Songs and Cow Cow Clubs from 1978. For that, the Holy Modal Rounders, another band that was in the day were frequent visitors here to Richmond, Peter Stamfel, Peter Weber, and Bad Boy. And we started out with Madame Pamita, who I don't think has ever played in Richmond, but boy, it would be great to have her here. I think that that would be a show I would definitely plunk down my money to go see and also get my fortune told at the same time. Madame Pamita from her album Madame Pamita's Wax Works. Yes, they are all recorded on Wax Cylinder. And we heard My Southern Can Is Mine, kind of a Ma Rainey's Black Bottom type of song there. And you're listening to The Edge of Americana here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. The Lee Show takes over in about 10 minutes. And until then, I'm going to wrap it up with some Hawaiian music. Hawaiian music was huge back in the heyday of old-timey music, 1920s and 30s. It's one of the most popular kinds of music in America, all over the country. And let's listen to one of the most popular Hawaiian recording artists of the 1920s. His name is King Benny Nawahi. This is Singing in the Bathtub. And I've really enjoyed filling in for Josh Behrman. I'll be back here sooner or later at some point. Hope you've enjoyed the show as well. And do stay tuned for The Lee Show here on 97.3 WRIR.
fellow has the blues, feels discouraged, and has nothing else but trouble all his life. When he's always grumbled at and never happy, living with a scolding, aggravating wife. If he's sick and tired of life, takes to drinking, do not pass him by, don't greet him with a frown. Do not fail to lend a hand and try to help him. Always lift him up and never knock him. Because his home is not what it should be.
It should be.
Have a smile for him whenever you should meet him. It would help him just the right way,
don't you see?
And if he gambles when he's in the town or city, tell him what he ought to do to gain the crown.
Place that